We're good. Our mics are on, by the way.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome
to the Bus Factor. We'll just turn off the music there.
Yeah, it's a bit of an interesting episode of the Bus Factor. How are our levels? Let's check them in Twitch because that's where it's going all through to.
Yeah.
And
we can do that.
We don't have headphones this week.
We are pretty poorly planned this week.
We
should tweet it out.
Yeah, tweet out that we're live.
Yeah, live at the Christchurch Con.
Physically at Christchurch Con. We are literally, we stole some seats, some bar stools.
Are we allowed to steal these seats, by the way?
They said they're outside. They said something along the lines of, they're outside, it'll be fine. So,
all right, that's fine.
It's okay. I don't think it's allowed. So we've got, okay, now, this is a P bus. So all the buses in Christchurch happen to have letters. Here we are, it's P. I guess this is for people who need to go to the bathroom. Also, it's windy as here, so I hope there's not a shit ton of wind. Like I said, we don't have headphones on, so we can't hear.
Yeah, it's gonna. This is our first live on location show, isn't it?
It is. It's the first live on location. So normally we do it at the office.
Do you reckon
those
news guys? Oh yeah, we do. So I've heard from some listeners this weekend, and some people think that we commonly sit down in the office. But
we actually don't.
We stand every time.
Just not for the Bus Factor. Normally in the Bus Factor, we are doing other stuff. Yeah, P-Bus. Well, the P-Bus hasn't gone past yet. Let's get the P-Bus to go past. The people who need to go to the bathroom really bad.
Oh, you don't need to go to... No, you just went, didn't you?
I just went. I'm good. Give me 10 minutes. I'm drinking wine. I need to get my wine, actually. Also, we probably look pretty dodgy because we are literally drinking wine on the side of the road.
We actually also have fans here.
We have like a full audio kit set up and a laptop that's covered in dust, bottles of wine... And there's a
oh, here's the P-Bus. Here's the P-Bus. Look at it.
Yeah.
Whoa, it's the purple line.
Oh, look, there's
one. We've got the orbiter coming directly to us.
Should we give a sneak peek? Today, we are dropping some O-Day. O-Day with the O-Bus.
Oh, I'm going to have to get down to swatch the scenes, aren't I?
Yeah, you are. It's really dusty down there.
It is. I've already got all the dust on me.
But it's actually not O-Day, but it could have been O-Day, but
could
it
have
isn't
been. So
O-Day.
It was a responsible or coordinated disclosure.
So also, if we managed to get a red light runner here, that'd be amazing. So
oh, yeah. We were... Because as you can see, there's no red lights. Here's the red bus.
The red bus. What number is
that? That kind of counts as a red light, doesn't it?
What does it have? It's a 00 on the back.
100
on the back. It's not a red light.
Yeah,
so catastrophic instead.
Yeah,
catastrophic,
so we've changed it to catastrophic crashes.
You talk for a bit, I'm going to talk my shoelace.
Right. Yeah, so the O-Day, we are doing some responsible disclosure, or coordinated disclosure, what some people might call it. A couple months ago, we found some SQL injection.
It was a lot longer than a couple of months ago.
It was actually quite a while, but a couple of months ago, we reported it to the website in question.
Yep.
And they
so dusty.
Decided to, I'm just covered
way
with dust.
Dusty.
We were told there was going to be a grassy verge. There's just dust everywhere.
Yeah,
so
grass is not grass.
We reported it to the website.
Oh. Fucking O-Day for days, mate.
Oh, another
so
O-Bus.
Many O's.
Oh, so he might turn.
Where does he, like, go around?
Because the O-Bus came from... Straight
I can't
in front
remember
of
which
us.
Way he turned, though. He might have turned that way.
I think he turned that way.
And then he turned around, maybe? Or it could just be two buses along this way.
Yeah,
it's hard
maybe.
To tell.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Yeah, you saying something about something? O-Day.
Yeah, so we reported it. So I sent an email to them. They didn't reply after like a month, so I sent them a Facebook message.
Which you shouldn't have done.
I probably shouldn't have, but I was being nice.
That's a mistake, being nice.
Then they finally got around to replying.
Mm-hmm.
They offered me some free vouchers.
Oh, yeah.
$10. That's what I'm worth.
$10?
$10. I still haven't got it.
It's like the time I found SQL injection in Hells and got $40.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
So I didn't get it,
but they
took me out for hot chocolate.
That's like, in Wellington, that's like $7 worth.
Yeah, I think I said I would prefer sells pizza to be delivered. Oh, we should probably say who it is, right?
Oh, yeah, because we can disclose, yeah.
Yeah, so we found the SQL injection in a delivery company in Wellington called Food Ninja.
Food Ninja. I think they're in more than just Wellington, but Wellington based, I think.
Yeah, I think they're Wellington based. Yeah. But yeah, they're definitely in Wellington.
Stopped. Look at it. She's sitting there. Yeah. Can't see it on the camera. Well, it's not a wide angle, but
he's waiting.
And he's staring at us, looking at him, drinking bottles of wine with microphones and thinking, these guys are up to no fuck. Oh, he's coming.
He's coming.
Bus.
All right, you should see him. I think he's turning.
Oh, he must be. He must go that way then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll keep the camera on for just a bit.
Are we going to get rid of the camera? Oh, you're going to do the B-roll.
Yeah, I was going to do the B-roll. Right, so...
live demo, right?
OBUS has happened.
Look at him.
Now, so we'll flick over to the SQL injection we found. So... Food Ninja delivery site. So you order food. It's kind of like Uber Eats, but Uber Eats didn't exist in Wellington for quite a while. So they have a feature, like a lot of delivery websites have, of a coupon code.
Vouchers?
Yeah, so a voucher coupon code. So if you put in a coupon code...
We have some adoring fans coming out that just say, we love the bus factor.
We do. Oh, we've actually got quite
a few.
This
is more viewers than we get on Twitch each week.
Don't say that.
Approximately.
I mean, we've got a horde of like 30 people behind us right now.
Oh, there might be 100 people, actually. There's so many people here who love the bus factor.
So, yeah, this voucher code... I'm going to grab the wine out.
Before you carry on, we checked. We have a photo of a sign across the way which shows where you're allowed to drink and the university grounds are legal. Footpath? Nope.
So if is legal.
We have a pre-prepared photo. We're going to say, actually, as long as we don't go past under that footpath, we're allowed.
So Stephen reckons it's going to be about 40 minutes till the cops turn up. I reckon it's going to be 20, 25.
So 40, 20, who knows? We might have to cut this early as well because we might go
fast. Oh, we need to check the battery as well.
Yeah, we should. I've got not much wine left. I drank a lot during that conference. No. When you heard me yelling out dumb shit, that was like after the wine was starting to hit. So
This is a good live on location. We actually have like 1,000 people.
1,000. Okay, it's 1,000 now. Show the B-roll.
Yeah, so the B-roll is...
We hacked into Food Ninja.
It's not really hacking.
We hacked into got code exec on their database. We pulled out all the customer details.
So I'm going to flick over to it now. So shut up, Steven.
Sorry, we could have pulled out the customer details.
So this is just pretty
It's actually
classic,
2 day. Where they patched it 2 days
classic,
ago. Okay, let's do it. Are you doing it? Is the B-roll rolling?
Right, so B-roll is happening. Oh, no, that's replay.
It's not happening.
B-roll, that one.
There we are.
Right, so here we go. This is Food Ninja. You have to have an email for vouchers to work. So if we have a voucher of A, it correctly tells us A is not a voucher. But if we change that voucher code to a quote mark, as you can see there, we get a SQL error. So you can see here the exact SQL query that they're running. And you can see trivial to escape. So if we do one equals one, then comment out the rest of the string, we get a discount for $20. So you can actually use other techniques to get other discount codes, which are more, or you can add your own discount vouchers,
or you could almost certainly get RCE and pop all their customer database. And
yeah, you can get
down
all their customers,
steal all their credit card numbers, do anything.
So, we got another orbiter. Probably.
There are so many O buses.
Get back off this. Oh, there's just
it's
so many
O day for O buses. That's what it is.
So the disclosure for this was quite interesting because they literally took more than disclosure period was meant to end last Sunday, but
we decided
we waited till
the bus factor. Because we're weird like that.
Well, we got to disclose it somehow, and this is how the bulk of the listeners get it.
Yeah, fair enough.
And so, I think it was 2 days ago. Yeah, on Wednesday, I made that video, and I sent them an email being like, yo, guys, you still haven't fixed this. It's been like 2 months. I can see the code. So when you, if you scroll further down in that area, it shows you
stack
the
traces
code.
Enabled live
and so I'm like, literally put in this one line of code, and you'll fix this one issue temporarily. Like, they really should do it properly
prepared
and do, like...
statements. Like prepared statements. Like I said during CrossFit Con, it's easier if you use prepared statements and hard if you don't.
So because it was 2 days till I was going to be talking about it, I was like, just strip out Kirk characters.
You made them patch it. We could have had some mad real O-Day.
Got a reply yesterday being like, oh, I've been told that the software devs have fixed this, but not by your way, by another temporary way. So,
which we're hoping means prepared statements.
It's probably broken, but they said temporary.
And not just stripping out all way equals one.
They said temporary. Yeah. Well, what's happening here with this Uber?
Can we see this with the camera?
Oh, yeah. That's like fucking straight
right
on.
The camera.
So one thing I noticed last night when I was here, Christchurch has good bike lanes.
Yeah?
Like, so you can't actually see this from behind. There's a bus stop to our right. We won't pan the camera over because there's a lot of hackers there. And
hackers to the left of me.
Probably
bus
won't
stop.
Like it. Oh, you're on camera.
Right.
Are you on camera? You might not be on camera. No.
Camera's not very good, so.
Yeah.
You're not quite. It's a really shitty camera.
Oh, your legs on camera. Your legs on camera.
It's an adoring fan.
So.
This is all the action that happens. But unless you get us mid-swig, and then we're more action then.
Oh, should we both get a mid-swig on?
Okay.
Right, 3, 2, 1. No,
so how long are we till the cops come? We're 10 minutes away, you reckon?
I don't know. Yeah. Right, so that was the first story. It's O-Day.
It's actually a pretty good O-Day.
But
terms
it's not
of,
really O-Day anymore because they have fixed it.
But, I mean, if you can pop...
We do have more O-Day coming up, though.
We do. Oh, this one's going to be fucking
good.
It's going
to be good.
This is what we've been talking about that we say is good O-Day. You know
what? Like, so I was talking to some people last night, and I compared it to the MSD kiosk.
Yeah, I would take that.
I would say it's
as bad.
As bad.
I would say it's as bad. Now, interestingly, like... So, because that's the thing, like, this O-Day lets you extract the credit card information and personal information, including address.
Yeah, the O-Day that
the
O-Day we're talking,
we just talked about, yes. That's personal information.
You might
information
be able, not be able to get credit card information. They might do it right.
No, but what you can do is you just, if you have RCE, edit their code.
Yeah, but you might not have RCE.
Yeah, fucking not.
You got SQL injection, they're running an old version of MySQL. They're running as root.
As root. How do you know that? Did you pull out the user that...
Yeah, I pulled it out, and I sent them an email saying that's how I pulled it out. As a explanation on...
As a proof of concept,
like the impact you could do. Mm-hmm. I didn't do anything malicious, and I was quite upfront with them.
Apart from hack them.
Huh?
Hack them. You hacked them. That's kind of malicious.
Well, so it's actually interesting you say that, because technically what I've done and what we've now just done is illegal.
Well, yes, but as we have said, so is using a web browser. Those are actually legislated as illegal because they're a hacking tool that can be used to bypass security.
Yeah.
Web browser is very bad.
And New Zealand has no case law for unauthorized access of a computer system.
I wish they did. Look, we should be some case law. You should be case law.
We could be. We could be. Yeah, so I said I'm happy to be the case law for this.
How did your fiance feel about that when you said, I'm happy to be case law on this?
She was kind of like, is it against the law?
And you were like...
I'm like, like technically is, but it shouldn't be. Mm. But I might go to court.
If you're case law, it's probably a good idea to, it's good.
Yeah, but so that's why I wanted to do all the things right. So I sent them the Facebook message.
Yeah, which is to be... All the things right is like morally correct, but still...
Yeah, morally correct. But so the thing is, so in Australia... Similar stuff has happened. People put in a quote character, like on that video that we had in the B-roll, and that had... What outcome did it get?
Are you talking about the direct object reference?
Slightly oh, was different. It the... Yeah, it was a direct
so
object.
So we sent to... Yeah, there was a guy in Australia who did it. He did it. He was an insurance company. He noticed he had direct object reference, checked it against a few things, reported it. Bam, lawsuit. I don't actually know the outcome of the lawsuit, but we do know the outcome of the Weave lawsuit. Now, this one's interesting because Weave is a piece of shit. He's a fucking Nazi piece of shit troll.
We're not talking about politics, though.
I know. It's not even political. He's just like a shitty person. You can be anywhere on the political spectrum and be like, yeah, Weave's a piece of shit. That being said, he's like kind of hilarious. Like,
fair enough.
Piece of shit, hilarious.
Do you hear sirens?
No, they wouldn't use sirens for us anyway. What are we going to do?
They might. That news camera
the
come
news
out?
Crew did it.
Yeah, there was actually, so at Christchurch Con, there was a news crew.
We're going to talk about some Christchurch Con talks in a bit.
We are. So we do have a plan. We don't have our normal whiteboard behind us. We have a tree.
So we don't have the lanes. We don't have
what
any
tree
buses.
Do you think this is?
Fuck, I don't know about a tree. A tall one?
It is quite tall. It's I'm tall not sure I'd climb
no
it.
No branches. Fuck you. No way you could climb it.
Climb it with wrapping my legs around, but it'll, not in my current state. Yeah.
You could do like the rope thing where you get the rope in the feet.
Yeah. Oh, you can do it with your arms.
Yeah, but the rope's cooler.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Arborist could do it.
Yeah.
But it'd be a shitty climb, yeah. Couldn't parkour up it.
No.
Parkour!
Nah, it's a bit too tall. But yeah, so we don't have our normal whiteboard.
Where were we? We're talking about... Oh, yeah, we...
Oh, shitty people.
Point is, we've did some direct object reference and got done for it. Like proper go-to-prison done for it. So, direct object reference not allowed. Though, like, it's a real shame that Weave was the one to develop that case law, because... If I was the jury, I'd be like, I want this cunt to go to prison. So, I'd want like nice cunts not to go to prison. So
yeah. So I think someone like me, which is I'm.
But case law doesn't care. Case law doesn't have a case law. It's illegal or it's illegal based on the act. Case law isn't like, well, the case law says it's illegal, but you're a pretty good guy. The judge can change the sentencing.
There's no case law at the moment. Mm. So the thing is, they'll...
But for Weave, they're what? Weave created case law.
Yeah. But yeah, like, say, if I got done for what we've just done.
The Food Ninja thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Which, I hope we're not case law for drinking on the ungrassy knolls of the university.
I think there's probably case law for that, and I think it's... Well, I think it's legal, because...
I feel like it is legal.
We've got backup.
If the cops come, we are going to keep recording until they say stop, because...
Yeah, we discussed this before. We're
pre-planned.
Trying to say, like, we're only doing this for an hour. We need to check on the battery as well. Oh, it looks good.
Yeah, I feel like it's
the icon. Oh, we didn't turn the brightness back down.
Yeah, it's fine.
It'll probably last.
Yeah. We're not charging my phone off it. Though, if that goes flat, we won't even notice, and it just won't be recording. Won't be sending, rather.
Oh, your phone. No, you charged it to 100. It should
charge
last
it to like 70 or something.
No, it was 95.
I'll charge it to 95. Whatever. I didn't charge it to 100.
Yeah, 95 should be good for an hour.
Yeah. Okay, so we talked about O-Day.
Yeah, we talked about O-Day.
I think we're done for O-Day.
Do we have
any
bus news?
Bus news. I did see. Okay, so I got some bus news. There was a sign up in Wellington. You know, we talked about the trolley buses coming down. It's a sign up. Diesel kills. Help prevent the trolley buses coming down. And I saw it and I thought, good message, probably a bit late. They've already decided to take it down. I think they're going to start any day now.
Yeah.
You're a little bit late on that one.
No, they were starting at the end of the month, so we still got like 5 more days, I think.
Oh, really? Like in 5 more days, they're going to completely change the council's opinion on it. I think
they're they've got 5 more days until they start pulling it down. Like, the opinion's already been made. Yeah.
So, like, I get their whole idea of, like, oh, this is fucked. It is fucked. We talked about it here on the Bus Factor. Your bus-related news.
I think end goal is the good. But
it's the end goal.
The end goal is, like, getting fully electric double-decker buses.
Okay, but this isn't a stepping stone to that. This is a stepping stone to being poor.
Yeah, it's kind of backwards, but...
It is. Oh, we got a pee.
Oh, we got a
pee coming up.
A pee bus? Right, pee so up. There's a pee bus, and
your
there's a...
Your is full, you got a pee bus.
There's a bunch of hackers going on it.
Catching the bus?
Yeah, all our fans.
Oh, shit.
Oh, even our one Patreon is catching the bus.
Okay, so I presume we can catch the pee bus to either the venue or somewhere along the way.
We do have another fan. Should we ask opinions on buses?
Any buses?
Any buses? What are your opinions on buses? Yeah.
How do you feel about buses?
Honest truth is, I don't really take buses. I'd rather walk.
You don't like buses? Walk. Like, what's the reason for not taking buses?
I actually grew up in Lower Hutt, and I see buses quite, you know, in terms of drivers' manners, in terms of the amount of people gets in there. I usually I end up staying out. Rather walk.
Fair enough. I don't actually catch buses either.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, I hardly. So I bike and I walk. So are you a big fan of the Bus Factor?
Have you ever heard the
Recently,
Bus Factor before?
Yes, because of course the Chew Con.
Fair enough. Yeah, we did
and
get a shot at
this bus that 100 other packers are catching.
Sorry?
You're not catching the bus that everyone else is catching?
As I said, I'm walking.
Oh, you're walking?
I'm actually walking down to my motel even.
Gotcha. Makes sense.
we're now left with...
Yeah,
like,
we're about to see the P-Bus with 1,000 hackers on it come past. Oh,
yeah, they might wait. Oh, no, there's a red bus overtaking
the 100
the bus?
Again?
So the red bus... it's 100.
It's 100, yeah.
Goes to Haswell.
We've learned the Christchurch buses already.
We're already seeing 3 routes.
I'm waving my wine at them.
Oh, they're all like all on the wrong side.
Oh, they couldn't see us.
But see, look, like the cycle lane is on the footpath behind the bus.
I see. Yeah, okay.
So it's like, so you know the whole Island Bay bus.
I know all of it. I didn't cycle in the Island
so
Bay.
So all the cycleway, it goes onto the footpath at the bus stops, but it goes in front of the bus shelter. So cyclists just there, bowl yeah. people over.
Yeah.
This is good because it goes behind the bus shelter.
I feel
shelter.
Like Sydney does this a lot as well. Like, I've never cycled in Sydney, but I feel like they have a fairly robust.
So Wellington's doing a few of the cycleways at the moment.
Yeah, how do they work out an Island Way?
Yeah, I feel like they've just gotten a child with a crayon
to draw bus lanes.
This is what it should look like. Do it.
Well, the Bus Factor is available for consultancy. If you would like to hire the Bus Factor for bus-related consultants.
We haven't followed the City Council yet, have we?
We followed Metlink
today.
So they should know about the Bus Factor consultancy offering. I'm going to check my battery while we do this.
Check your battery?
Yeah. Oh, and I guess, it's really hot. This phone is not liking this. We're on LTE. That's good. Wait, yeah, what time do we start? Because we're 6:01 at the moment. So
6:01? Check when I tweeted out. I tweeted out like two minutes after
ages.
We started.
I'll do that. What else? What other news stories have we got?
So we have a few news stories.
Do we want to talk about news or Christchurch?
So should we talk about news first in Christchurch?
Yep, fair enough.
So I've got one open right now, has anyone heard of the OWASP Top 10?
Oh, I have heard of that. I once looked at that page. Have the OWASP Top 10.
Pro hacker this one.
It's got 10 things on there normally. Normally 10?
Yeah, it's the top 10 because it's got 10.
Yeah. Well, I mean, 10. They've got more than 10, but there's top 10. This is the news story,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, so this is 2017.
I don't think you tweeted out, by the way.
It said it tweeted.
Nah.
5 new interactions.
Who watches the project? Oh, there we are. We're live 19 minutes ago.
Cool. So, yeah.
Good time.
Probably about 20 minutes. So, yeah. Last OWASP Top 10 was 2013. And the next one is this year, 2017. Oh, I think it's still dry.
5-year gap? 5, 6, 7, 8? No, yeah. It's like a 4-year gap? Are they still whenever, I guess?
No, I think it's normally a 5-year gap, but this is just a draft at the moment, so it's probably going to be.
It hasn't been finalized, okay.
No, but this is like.
The guy next to us who's listening, he actually knows more about it than us.
He does. I've got it out. He's got a fan pick of us.
Yes. If you are here in Christchurch, you can rock down. Where are we actually?
Oh, no, we've got some more fans over there. I reckon they're fans.
You reckon they're listening? Yeah.
They'll come over.
Do you know where we are?
They're huddled in a group.
We're by the foundry at the university, by a bus stop. And
yeah, so we're on Elam Street.
Elam.
And the intersection of some
but
street.
In most fonts. Well, no, it's not. No, yeah, okay. So in most fonts, it looks like LLAM.
Oh, yeah,
or
it does.
IIAM, because it looks weird. In
but yeah, it's next to the foundry, which was where the Christchurch Con was hosted.
Yep, that's why we're here. We just literally walked outside and found a. A bus stop.
Well, yeah, we tweeted a while ago.
How many catastrophic crashes have we had? Have we missed any?
Don't think we've missed any.
I haven't missed any catastrophic crashes yet.
Yeah, I haven't noticed
there
any.
There was one this morning.
Oh, there was actually, outside our Airbnb.
Which is a
cul-de-sac. So I was lying in bed. Yeah, we're at the end of a cul-de-sac. I was lying in bed, and I heard like an engine rev, then like a crumble noise. And I was kind of like, was that a crash? That sounded like a crash. But then I was like,
sleepy.
Can't be fucked.
Woo! More fans!
Yeah, more fans.
Woo!
Oh, that was probably quite loud. But yeah, so at the end of this cul-de-sac, there was a crash, and like an hour later when we got outside, we were all ready.
Out of bed, yeah.
And we went out, we were waiting for our Uber, and there was this cops like everywhere on the street.
There was like three cop cars, maybe. Cops, I don't know. There's a decent amount of cops there. It was more than I expected.
There was a lot of spectators as well.
Christchurch Con.
Pun for.
It's actually, you're really good at centering and then the camera, because honestly, I don't know where that camera's pointing half the time.
yeah, when our previous fan.
That's us.
Oh, that's us. Oh, that's pretty meta. That's pretty meta.
Meta. Yeah, a bunch of people got fan pictures. We actually, you tried.
last week. So there's now a thing over our webcam.
We've taped the webcam. This is a dedicated Bus Factor laptop. Yeah.
Steven last week was actually like, I won't go on if you.
I don't want to. Like, the Bus Factor is about the voice.
Oh, no, he was like, I'll just sit at my desk, but you won't be able to see it. This is a P bus.
A lot of P's lately.
Like, yeah, so I've seen the P bus, the red bus, and the O bus. Yeah. I think that's the three buses we're going to see.
So you have to go with the P bus. For those of you not in New Zealand or Australia, P, also known as methamphetamine, also known
pure
as ice.
Methamphetamine.
Is the M pure?
The P is for pure.
But I'm okay. I haven't brought pee before, but I assume if some guy comes up to me with dreads and he's like, "Hey, you want to buy some pee?" I don't think he's gonna. I'm not gonna be like 100% pure. This is the medical quality shit, isn't it? Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Pure.
So there's a lot of cars. We still haven't seen any catastrophic counts. What's our count up to? Zero. All right.
Yeah.
No catastrophic crashes.
Checking we didn't miss any, and you've given commitment.
Oh, it's a 30k area there. Oh, fuck, we could have,
there's
like...
There's no way your cars are going 30k along.
We could have done a speed checking thing. Oh, more?
A lot of them are going slower because they
oh,
turn
there is
and
a,
they get
is
cramped,
that a speed
yeah.
bump, like, just there? We'll find out.
Wait,
right,
wait,
this,
hang
this,
on. Is
this
road 30? Because this is the road I was thinking of. This road's not 30.
Yeah, that's a speed bump.
Okay, that's 40.
That's a speed bump.
You know, we don't have any, like, 30 roads in Wellington, right?
We just have 1,030 roads.
Do we?
All of the suburbs are 30.
30?
30.
Fuck off!
All through center of town.
I don't
30.
Drive in Wellington. I drive in Hamilton, and in Hamilton, every suburb is 50, except for what?
Yeah,
in,
so
except for the ones that are 30. Which
No. 2 years ago, they introduced maybe 3 years ago. They introduced safer roads, which are 40.
Yeah, so all.
Are you going to the VIP thing? Okay. What's the? Should we walk there, or do we need to catch a ride? That's what everyone else is doing.
Yeah, I'm gonna get the
Pima. Okay.
When is it? Are we just gonna be late?
Yeah, boy. Also, is that still open if I need a piss? Okay.
There's a tree there.
Okay.
There's a tree right here.
If any police
it's
listening,
not that open.
I'm not going to piss on a tree.
It's not that open.
Okay, maybe.
Well, the bus tractor is over here.
Oh, you know what? If I piss on the venue, everyone will hear it tomorrow. That's the
O-day
bus?
This is the O bus. So the O bus is going to turn up where that blue car's coming.
I had some insider knowledge that it's
going to
be O-Day on the bus.
Oh, you've missed it.
It's actually, it's 2 day at the moment.
So we found sequel ejection in a...
1 day, 2 day?
1 day.
1 day. It's 1 day.
Well, they say they're fixed on Wednesday, but I made the video on Wednesday, so...
Yeah, they fixed it late on Wednesday. Point is, we did drop it. It's dropped. So you can watch it. This episode's on Twitch.
Yeah, it will be on YouTube.
You can watch it live. We're live streaming right now.
Yeah, you can actually watch it live.
It's like, it's only delayed by like a...
We'll ramble until the laptop gets to...
Yeah, so if you're in the VIP panel thinking, where the fuck are Hugh and Steven? Well, you'll be able to tell. Because you'll be like, is the bus factor still going? Yes, that's where they are. Oh, the cops have turned up. Oh, no. No, I'm not saying... But
yeah.
Saying,
oh, have we made 20 minutes?
Dun, dun, dun,
have
dun,
we
dun,
made
dun.
25 minutes yet?
25. Yeah, we probably have.
It's about 10 past 6.
Well, we're not too sure. Like 10 minutes ago.
Well, we unplugged the laptop, then we just started as soon as we got out.
It says 19, but I think there was 10 minutes ago, so I think we're at 30 now.
All right, fair enough.
When's the next P?
Oh, we got another O-bus. See ya.
We got so many.
So what were we talking about? We've still got our one solitary fan.
Smash the microphone into my face.
Should we plug our Patreon?
Oh, yes. If any listeners.
any listeners, we are on Patreon.
Oh, birds.
Oh, we've got some birds. We are now the bird factor.
Pigeon? He kind of looks like a pigeon, actually.
It was a really high pigeon.
Yeah, but like, look at him. He doesn't look like a fucking fantail. I don't know much about birds.
We're in Croatia. It's basically a new
sparrow,
country.
Fantail, spantail, pigeon.
Can birds fly across the Cook Strait?
Wait, you don't have pigeons in Christchurch? Is that a thing?
No, he said he's from Upper Hutt. Are you in Christchurch at the moment?
You live here.
Am I?
Do you live here in Christchurch? No, okay. You just came down for the thing. Okay.
He's just a fan. Pure fan. He only came down for the bus factor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, I think he's a pigeon. Okay. It's hard to tell.
But there probably are different birds. Species. Because they can't fly across the strait, can they?
Sure.
Well, some birds can. But
they just hit you right on the internal.
Like a sparrow wouldn't, right?
Oh, probably not. But they have sparrows in North and South Island. They must have at some point.
Oh, I wonder how they did it.
Chill on a leaf, bro. Just chill on a leaf. Fuck. Ocean everywhere. Just wait. Fuck, another island. Here we are. Right, surely.
Maybe.
Or back in the days when the islands were connected. because they were connected. When, like a long time
when
ago.
When dinosaurs were around?
Yeah. I said back in the days, bro, like way back.
So you think there were sparrows around when dinosaurs were around?
No, but birds are descended from dinosaurs. So.
Oh, yeah, I'll take that, but I don't think...
Fuck off. Okay, so what are you trying to say? That since the dinosaurs, every piece of life has developed independently on an island? How the fuck do we have sparrows in the North and South Island then?
How come we didn't have rats until the English brought them over?
Yeah, no, we didn't have rats. Guess what, bro? Birds can fly. Rats can't.
Rats can swim. They can swim a fucking long way.
Oh, they fucking can't swim across the Cook Strait.
They can swim to, like, Kapiti Island and shit.
Okay, but here's the thing. People traveled between the islands, right? The Māori did.
Yeah, on
boats. Take a little fucking birdie with you, mate.
Yeah, that's probably how it happened.
You're chosen your boat, you're like, fuck yeah, take this birdie across. He's trying to fly. He, like, almost dies. He'd fucking chill.
There might have been pets back in the day. Who knows?
I got pets. That seems unrealistic. We just got a bunch of stairs, by the way.
Did we?
Yeah, they were like, what the
fuck? Oh, they're wearing, like, a weird t-shirt as well.
Yeah, I mean, they're clearly exercising or something.
Nah, that t-shirt looks like it kind of looks like a hacker t-shirt logo.
Oh, fuck it. It looks like a cubicle one.
Anyway, so OWASP.
Oh, yeah.
It's the bus factor.
I don't think that's what it was.
The bus factor.
They were clearly like, stop fucking drinking.
OWASP.
Yeah. Oh, that's the last story.
Yeah, I'm going to merge on because the battery might not last.
Okay.
And this is security news.
Yeah.
So we've lost a few things. What do you think we've lost?
Okay, XSS is a piece of shit bug. Sure, it's
so XSS is still there.
If you make your living through XSS, you are a pathetic bad hacker.
Oh, that's harsh words. So XSS has actually moved from 3 to 7.
That's good because XSS is really a shitty issue. And guess what? You know what else I can do instead of XSS?
What's that?
I can just fish someone and say, hey, click this link and tell me your password. That's a way worse issue than XSS.
Phishing's probably like way low on this.
Yeah, it's OWASP, sure. What I'm saying is, if I'm trying to hack someone, guess what's more effective? XSS or spear phishing, yeah.
Yeah.
Spear phishing is just, hey, tell me your password.
Right, so XSS has gone down.
Good.
We have lost something similar to XSS. So another client-side vulnerability.
RCE? We lost RCE as well.
We did actually lose RCE. Which wasn't on here for... Well, I guess it's not common.
RCE also isn't a class of vulnerability. It's an impact, right?
Yeah, I guess it is an impact.
Yeah, I'd say.
But yeah, we lost cross-site request forgery. So it went from 8 to, I think, 12. I think it's further up.
Which is interesting because there wasn't one that was added, right? XXE.
No, it's 13th now.
Yeah, so not in the top 10 at least.
Yeah.
But XXE... Sure, like, who is writing websites using XML these days?
Yeah, so XSE has gone to 4, which confuses me. So I've found a lot of SSRF.
Sure, but SOAP is getting less common these days, right? Yeah, so the thing is, XSE is high impact.
Oh, we really need 3 mics now.
Yeah, I know. Here's a guess. That's fine.
We can have 4 mics, but only 1 pair of headphones.
Not on that.
I thought there was...
That's 2i4.
Right. Yeah.
See, we got the 2i4 because it has like 2 mic headphone outputs, but
we
didn't bring any headphones that would work because
And back in Wellington, we only have one out of that.
We should have got a 4i, whatever it is with it. But the thing is,
so
this is
one of our monitors is direct through that, and the other one is through the laptop, then out through the speakers.
No, it's not the laptop. It just goes direct to the speakers.
Direct to the speakers.
And then from the speakers to a headphone. That one has a lot of latency. Turns out the amp on the speakers adds heaps of latency. It's weird.
Yeah. But yeah, so XXE. So I found like a lot of SSRF in my time.
That's true. SSRF is, I think, a lot more common.
Which I see as a kind of side effect of XXE.
There is a lot of SSRF that's not XXE based.
Yeah, I know. That's my point.
So why is it a side effect?
No, so like if you get XXE, you probably get SSRF.
Okay, but you can get SSRF that's not XXE.
Yeah. So side effect of something is you have XXE.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
A side effect of having it is...
This is a dumb way of... Okay, you're dumb, but whatever. I understand what you're saying.
What I'm saying is XXE probably shouldn't be on... But instead, they should have SSRF.
Okay, but XXE also has more common RCE. You can use XXE to get RCE.
You can if you have PHP with expect compiled.
Or you just pull out config files, they have passwords. That's the more common thing.
Yeah.
You can do ARP file read with it, right?
Yeah, you can do ARP file read. You can't do ARP file write.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can read config files.
Yeah. Which is, SSRF is not super, like, it's one of those things that it's useful when it's useful.
Yeah.
I guess it's like XCC.
Well, SSRF, you can usually do ARP file read as well. Depending on
the mechanism is, yeah.
Yeah.
Because if it's just, if you can specify the protocol, yeah.
Yeah, which a lot of people do. So Gopher is like a good protocol, and File is also a good protocol.
Gopher is a good protocol?
Gopher is amazing.
Why? What do you use Gopher for?
So Gopher, literally you go for to a port,
yep.
And then you say, I want to send this data to the port on the Gopher protocol, which hasn't been around since the 90s, I think.
Yeah, it's pretty old now.
It's come back. Because over the Gopher protocol, you can specify, I want to send these bytes to this port. And
like helmet.
Yeah, but like you can specify in the URL. Mm. So you're like, Gopher, this host, this port, slash.
Okay.
I think it's one for saying, send some data.
Gotcha, I see. So
send
protocol,
a bunch of data over the query, and then you get a response back. So you can like get response back from like, say, TCP?
Memcache,
yeah.
Memtcp.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I haven't used it in years, but
Okay, no, I understand. That is
so Gopher's like it. So Gopher itself isn't a good protocol, but the protocol scheme
hacking,
is good for hacking.
No, that makes sense. That makes sense. I do think we're going to see, like, that seems less likely to be useful in the future when no one has support for that protocol. But for now, I guess that's good, you know? What do you think about the WPA crack?
Yes, that's right.
Well, if you
that was actually last week's episode of the Bus Factor.
Old. The gist of it's like an overhyped bug.
Have you updated your phone yet, Stephen?
I actually haven't.
I saw you swipe away some notifications.
The reason is that so it turns out Lineage doesn't do proper updates. Lineage will update the OS, but not the firmware. You have to do that separately.
Yeah,
and I when I did my last update, I checked the source code, and the source code only checks is this particular component of the firmware up to date. And I was like, that must be all they care about. So I updated that particular component, which took nothing. And then I asked them, and they were like, no. We check, we need everything to be up to date, but we just check that because it's the easiest one to check.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, fuck, okay. So that would explain all the bugs I'm having. So I've put off updating my OS until I can update the firmware, which is a bitch. I'm running a Xiaomi Mi Mix, and it's just a piece of shit. Like, it's really good phone.
Yeah.
Updating firmware is just horrible.
Whoa, you've seen my phone, right? It's got the fucking seizure.
Your phone barely works any of the time. Fucking don't run
I'm
Android.
Really good with phones.
I almost
no, I'm good with
Android.
Pretty much any technology. Like, you've seen my laptop. I don't have, like, a standard install ready.
Yeah, you it doesn't work most of the time. You're trying to, like, you're running Gen 2 and you haven't updated in, like, a year.
No, I've updated recently.
Did you patch that? Did you get past those bugs we had, the blockages?
So, on Monday, I've got it all up to date now. I spent actually 8 hours on Monday compiling Chromium.
Yep. You know there's a bin package, right?
Yeah, I do, but...
Fucking hell.
It was already like 2 hours through, and I was like, what's my laptop doing? Oh, yeah, it's through now. Fuck, I'll like let
Jesus
it go.
You know,
I actually looked up...
There's new Chromium versions every day as well.
So I looked up how long previous ones had taken.
Yeah.
And then on Wednesday, I think, I ran another update.
And Chrome updated again.
And I'm like, well, all right.
Yeah. Yeah,
I should switch to binary. Yeah. But I don't know. I've enjoyed using...
Yeah, I'm always done my wine.
Well, you can have mine.
I'm actually speaking at ChristchurchCon tomorrow as well, so I can't drink anymore. Yeah.
No, you can't have mine. I'm going to persuade you to have mine.
No, I don't want to drink anymore. This is it. This is it.
Live on air.
I'm going to go to the VIP party and drink Coca-Cola and water.
Or you are going to be convinced to do exactly that.
Any alcohol tonight. I have stopped. This is it.
What happened last time at a conference where you drank too much?
Well, I remember going up to the bar and being like, I'm going to get another beer, wine. And you were like, yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, this is a new bus. Oh, no, this is an Orbiter, but it's white.
It's a white. So we're
it's
learning the intricacies
Orbiter
of the Christchurch buses.
So it looks like they are Go. Are they Go Christchurch?
I don't think they Go.
No, see on the front. It says G-O. G-O. Go,
go bus.
Bus.
That's the... Yeah, they're like everywhere, right?
But that one doesn't say anything.
I'm guessing... Yeah, they might have shuffled them down because we get a bunch from Auckland, right? They could have shuffled some down to here.
So the Orbiter is another one in Hamilton, isn't it?
Yeah, the Orbiter is a Hamilton bus, yeah. Which is, it's not a branded bus, it's just the route. The route is called the Orbiter. I'm guessing.
So Wellington doesn't really have that. Wellington can't really because.
Yeah, there's no circle in Wellington. Wellington is. Like the station in Wellington is.
Just a
hospital. There's no circle. Like, it's not.
So one of the locations we were suggested for the Bus Factor live on location, which.
At Christchurch.
Everyone has gone from the location.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, where no one lives left. Which means the fucking bathroom we need to hit up next is going to be a treat. It's going to be a treat.
Oh, my God. So I was suggesting going that way.
Towards the beer run?
Well, towards somewhere.
The box in? The banty in?
The beer? The bull? Bull?
The bull. Beer.
Bush in.
Yeah, the bush in.
So I was suggesting going there, but you were like, oh, no, it's too far away from the venue. But... it sounds like the venue is now there.
No, it's not the Bush Inn. It's way further away. Wait, hang on. You're walking to your apartment? Sorry, your place where you're staying. Yeah. Okay. So there is a VIP party, which we need to go to, which is...
oh, should we advertise this?
We can give you the address if you want.
We can get you in. As a solid
fan. Not right now, but we're going to finish the show.
As a solid fan.
I got to find a bathroom and then... after the show, we're going straight there, yeah.
Yeah, as a solid fan of the Bus Factor, you can probably come to the VIP party.
You know, we stream on Twitch every week, so you can watch it live.
And it's also uploaded to YouTube roughly every week.
We do every week.
On YouTube.
We're in Wellington. We're in Wellington, but we're not live sitting on a street in Wellington. No.
We've got a Patreon. We have a which Patreon. Allows you to be behind the scenes. So you're actually getting a fucking one of.
Yeah, this is like a $50 a week privilege. You're getting.
I think it is.
It's actually good.
Yeah, so patreon.com/thebusfactor.
The Bus Factor.
And I think the backseat driver is it. And yeah, for $50, you can be behind the scenes of the Bus Factor.
It might be cheaper than that, but something like that. And if you pay more, you can actually be a front seat driver, which means you get to participate in the show and you get to decide what you want to talk about. And really, we're money grabbing capitalist scum. I think it's the sort of it.
We currently get $1 a week.
What's funny?
Which is public. We get $1 a week.
If someone comes and pays us money to be part of the Bus Factor.
Oh my God, was that the Bus Factor? There was a fan of the Bus Factor.
It sounded like they said fuck you, so I don't think they did. But if someone gets
could
the office.
Could be a fan. Could be a fan.
If
are
someone gets the office
back?
And pays $50, they'll literally
see. Is Christchurch a dangerous place? Is that guy going to come back and beat us up?
Did you see the Rickerton McDonald's?
Yes, I did. And I saw a fucking high-speed crash on a cul-de-sac outside our Airbnb.
The Bush Inn with the pokies. There were just 30 people who looked like they wanted to die just doing pokies.
I'm worried that guy's going to come back. Like,
and do what?
Beat us up.
Beat us up. We got three guys. We can take him. Plus, we got a Shure SM58, mate. Take one of these to the noggin. He'll be fucking out.
Oh, yeah. So people didn't know how good our equipment was.
Yeah. So
they thought we just had... laptop webcam. We actually have a USB webcam.
Which is it's worse than the laptop webcam. Yeah, you got it. It's worse than the laptop webcam. I think it is actually worse.
We could probably peel off that and show the tree.
No, don't do
I
that.
Think we're far enough
don't
away.
But the audio setup is actually fucking amazing here. We have an SM48, a Focusrite 2i4. I believe it's a 2i4. And we have like Ableton that we've purchased to do the compression and limiting and gating.
And playing PLO, the bus.
Only
Binger
the
bus.
Intro. We only do the intro through Ableton.
Yeah, the intro's through there and we have to like manually track down.
We don't, I think it's, yeah, I don't, did we cancel the track?
We did.
Okay, oh, scary. We don't have headphones this episode.
I'm pretty sure.
We don't have headphones this episode, so.
Nah, because we'd see it there, see how we can see.
Talking. Yeah, okay, it's definitely stopped.
Yeah, it's not.
It could have definitely carried
down.
Through the whole thing, but yes, we're good.
It's actually still playing.
Oh, okay, so we didn't stop it. Probably the first part. We do duck pretty heavily for our audio. Point is, our audio setup is great. We have an SM58,
you know,
and
speaking
an ATH something USB, but also XLR.
Speaking of ducks.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So in Wellington, we have a duck mechanism.
What? Sorry, you've lost me. I thought you were talking about a different news story. A duck mechanism.
No, I was leaning into it. Man, you're really bad with this. You know how
you
I sometimes
the cars?
Say things? Yeah, so you know how...
A mechanism is a horrible way to describe what we do with cars. We have a duck naming system, a duck classification system for the cars.
So we have no ducks at the moment. We haven't seen a duck.
The car going the wrong way down the road is a duck. If we see one.
We haven't. That might have happened. I don't know.
If there was just one. Oh, that guy, he pulled across.
Every person does that.
Cuts across. That's illegal.
But yeah, there's actually a new vulnerability. Mm-hmm. And because all vulnerabilities these days since like 2 years ago, I think.
All the shit ones, but also all the okay ones as well. Fuck, it's cold. Hang on. I can't do it on my sweater. No, not the rubber ducky. We're talking about the D-U-H-K. Is that his spot?
Don't unload your own keys. I've actually got it on my phone.
Deluke. This is the Fortinet vulnerability anyways. This is a vulnerability in Fortinet version...
D-U-H-K attack.com.
So this is Fortinet affecting versions like 3.x.x.x.
So it's not just Fortinet. Well, so it is... It is just Fortinet. In practice, it's just Fortinet, but...
So it is
in,
just...
theory, it's anything that supports the X9.31 random number generator.
Which was a very, very specific version of Fortinet.
Yeah, so pretty much only Fortinet runs that.
And a very specific version, not most versions, like a tiny portion of versions.
And you have to intercept, so you have the man in the middle, and you have to intercept.
Is it active or passive?
What's this car doing? Oh, I think he's doing a U-turn. No, he's not. He took that really wide. No, it was a white car. I'm good at recognizing people that act hostile towards me.
Is it the guy who's going to beat us up, bro?
No, people...
Oh, is that him? Oh!
Nah, people that act hostile towards me, I'm good at noticing.
What about this blue car?
It was a white car. Unless he drove down there...
They're Boss Rock Defense. They came all the way to see us. That's it. That's what they are. They come all the way to see us. Bro, look. Boss Rock Defense. Boss Rock Defense.
I was going to pretend to, like, scream, then, like, cut off the audio, but you kept on talking.
Sorry. Where were we? The duck attack.
Yeah, so this is... I've got a list of... So the device is vulnerable to duck. I will actually point out this duck, the logo for this duck attack is upright duck for any of our listeners.
Okay, so not a flat duck.
Shit, do we have... Where's our chat window?
We haven't seen the chat. Have you been chatting? You know, it'd be funny if we realized that the audio hasn't been working either. Just refresh, bro. Refresh.
Nah, we gotta do that, I think.
It's not gonna load the previous chat.
No, it won't. But if anyone is in the chat.
Yeah, sorry, if you have been chatting, we just realized it was too dark to see, too light to see, too glary to see the screen before.
Yeah. So. We can actually see it pretty good now.
Yeah, it's good now. I'm fucking cold now as well. Jesus Christ. I lived in Christchurch I lived in Culverton, which is the same thing, I guess, for a tiny amount of time. And it's like, it's crazy. Wellington is mild weather. It's not too hot in summer, not too cold in winter. Christchurch is fucking hot in winter and fucking cold in... Wait, the other way around. Fucking hot in summer, fucking cold in winter. Horrible.
I don't know what's happening.
What do you mean, with the car? Boss Factor fans. They're walking in front of the camera, bro.
Yeah, I know.
If they murder us, we'll have live video footage streamed to Twitch.
I just got out of the car and just like looked down the street. I don't know what's happening.
Uber, bro. It's definitely an Uber.
Yeah, so a device is vulnerable to the duck. Oh, yeah, so the duck was actually an upright duck.
Okay. The photo was.
Yeah. So a device is vulnerable if it uses this X9.31 random number generator, which I've never heard of.
Yeah, neither have I. Like, I've heard of, like, Cha-Cha and a thousand other things.
It uses a hard-coded seed key.
Which... That sounds... Like, I don't know much about...
I think
about...
it should just stop there, because why are you hard-coding a seed key?
Seeds generally should be random.
Pretty much.
Generally should be.
Like, not, like... cryptographically random, but just random-ish.
Generally, they should be cryptographically random. Most PRNGs are deterministic. So
but it's hard to get a seed that's cryptographically random before you've initiated your cryptographic random.
I'll give you a quick hint. You want to know how you do it in Linux?
Yeah.
You just call get random or like cat one byte from fucking...
And what does that use?
Yeah, no, hang on.
So that
solves that problem for them. If you're using your own thing on top of Linux...
Oh, yeah. On top of something else that's using another random generator. Yeah,
don't,
cool.
Like, roll
but
your...
There's more.
Okay.
So also, the output of the random number generator is to use directly to generate cryptographic keys, which...
That's fine. Assuming you have a
CR... CSPRNGs
should be used directly. That's how it works.
Like, most don't use directly. They do their own, like, entropy gathering to work out.
Yeah, and it normally... Look, OpenSSL does that, and it's retarded. If you have a CSPRNG...
CSPRNG?
No, it's cryptographically secure.
Yeah, it's secure is a thing. Did I just pull that out? Hello. No, that's good.
Cool. Use it directly. Don't fucking toot your own shit.
But wait, there's more.
Okay, okay.
At least some of the random numbers before or after of these keys have been transmitted unencrypted.
Okay, that's kind of dumb. Yeah, that's.
Do you think that's common?
That's where it goes from mistake to dumb.
Because this is typically the case for SSL or TLS.
Hang on, but it's only if it's Fortinet.
No, it's only for things that use X9.31.
Which is Fortinet?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
In practice, it's Fortinet.
A tiny portion of Fortinet.
So
interesting bug. I don't know. Like,
this article doesn't say it, but yeah.
I tend to not like these kind of niche bugs, even if they're cool bugs. Like, I'm sure the cryptographers are like, how cool? But I'm just like, lame. You know, I don't care about this shitty CSR and PNG, whatchamacallit.
Pretty much. So we're at 6:30. We've still got like quite a bit of battery.
I think we're going to have to end the episode really early because I really need to go piss.
Oh, like how badly?
Like pretty badly.
Oh, like can I hold it off? We've got a guest speaker.
Can you hold it off? What are you going to do? Hold my dick for me?
Yeah.
Oh, do you
no,
mean...
No, we can do a guest speaker.
Do we have a bathroom somewhere? There's a lot of people walking around.
Yeah, just go find a bathroom.
Where the fuck's the bathroom? Oh, the cafe might have one.
Yeah.
It's like a good 5-minute walk away. Okay. We might have to end the episode. Do you want to... You okay coming on the show?
Yeah, we'll just chat about buses.
Hi, guys.
Hello. You're live on the bus. What is this Patreon... What is this Patreon factor?
You're going to have to take this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Wait
here for a minute. So, yeah. What is your name,
I'm
anyway?
I'm very lucky to be here today. Thank you for having me here today.
No worries. You would normally have to pay, I think the Patreon limit is $1,000 to actually be on air.
Oh my.
On the bus factor. Oh, this is White Orbiter again.
White one. That's the white one.
This is the white one. It might be the same one. I didn't actually look at the number plate. Oh, the number plate's like in the dash window, really. So he's going to like pull out, then he's going to turn around. Oh, that guy's looking at us. Hey.
The Go bus. I think they took it from Wellington, really.
Oh, that number plate's like scratched out hard. Like you can just see ZK, then a whole bunch of numbers crossed out.
Yeah.
I wonder if that bus driver has just done a lot of shit and been like, keep getting caught. Fuck it. Well, I think the bus number might have been there.
I guess I haven't seen any police around, but yeah. Christchurch seems like a nice place.
I saw police literally this morning because of this high-speed crash. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. That is actually that white car.
Oh, fans, is it?
Oh, my God. Oh. Yeah, so I saw cops this morning outside the Airbnb. So we might see this white car. What was he indicating? High-speed crash in a cul-de-sac. So they pulled out. The car's totaled.
Oh.
Like, completely totaled. And we were just confused how it happened. Like, how do you total a car coming out of a driveway? So, like, they came out of the driveway, pulled out, hit a parked car, totaled the car. An hour later, the cops were like, we walked past him, eavesdropped, and they were like, was there someone drunk driving the car? And they were like, well, nah, like, it's just...
That's a very good question. So,
how did that happen?
That could be part of Linux forensics here.
Oh, so that orbiter had the number plate down the bottom. Oh, the number plates are in different
places.
It'll be
good forensics to know here. Investigate the distance, the time, the amount of resources around.
Oh, no. So the cops look pretty funny.
But yeah.
Cops own fingerprint cars, which some of my people I'm staying with didn't realize. There's
I
no point.
I don't know New Zealand have forensics in the first place.
Oh, unless they won't.
Some life's been, you know, involved. But
yeah, so like even with a murder, they won't fingerprint cars because there's no point because there will be 1,000 fingerprints
too
on.
Many. Yeah, that's correct.
And like most of it will be smudged. Are we still? Yeah, we are still streaming. He gave me my phone. Yeah, it's good he remembered. Like he would have just walked off, and I'd be like, "Well, that's the show."
Oops.
Yeah, we were aiming to bit of technical stuff. We were aiming to. We're probably like 50 meters away from the venue. Yeah, maybe about 50. We were going to have a Wi-Fi card with a high-gain antenna pointing over there, and we've got a credentials for the Wi-Fi, and we're going to stream off that, which we tested while we were in the green room. You can't stream to Twitch on the Wi-Fi, so we were actually streaming through a proxy via an SSH box, and it worked. Yeah, but then we came out here with the Wi-Fi and it didn't work. It got to, like, the sign maybe 20 meters away, like that sign there. And so we had to stream off a phone. So we're currently casting. What's the word? Not casting. Tethering. We're tethering. Yeah. Well, we're not actually tethering. We're, like, Wi-Fi sharing. Tethering is when you, like, plug in the USB. So it's costing Stephen probably about $10 to make this episode.
Depends his plan.
It'll come out of the, was that on camera? A sweet fucking longboarder just came up right in front of the bus factor.
In front of the camera?
I think he might have been on the camera. We do actually have a replay, but it's way too far. Like, absolutely. I'd have to bend down. So how long have you been a fan for?
Really? Since today?
Since today, yeah. You were at the conference, you heard about the bus factor.
That's correct.
You came out, saw some randoms drinking wine. Mm. You thought you'd say hi.
What's your name anyway? I knew the bus factor was going to happen today. I knew it yesterday. And I became a fan last night.
Oh, were you there last night when I was there?
No.
I was there at the special party that I shouldn't have been at.
I wasn't at party. I was here. I mean, I know the bus factor yesterday. Because I think I heard of Bus Factor 3 days ago from ChuCon.
Ah, yeah.
Search. So from then on, yeah, I got...
So we're actually... This is episode 15. We haven't been doing it long, but yeah. This is episode 15 of the Bus Factor. Oh, we got a P-Bus.
Oh, yeah.
This is where all the meth happens.
So if you're down at Christchurch, maybe the P bus is worth... No, I'm just kidding.
I wonder where the purple line goes. I think it's in on the side. Like, it probably goes somewhere. The orbiter clearly just goes around in circles up that road. And yeah, I don't know. There's actually 3 bus stops here. So there's also the red line. We haven't seen the red line in a while. I wonder where the red line goes. It's probably like a less common one. Did we ever catch your name? Or do you... at least you don't want to say your name.
No, it's fine. I'm happy to say my name. My name is Kennedy.
Kennedy?
Yeah, Kennedy.
Like so John F. Kennedy?
If you want to...
you're like a president in the last name.
Twitter, it will be Skux Deluxe 777.
Skux Deluxe 777.
That's been a while ago when I was a pimp back then. Now I'm just, ordinary user.
Wow. Yeah, so the bus factor is just the bus factor. No one had taken it. Don't know why. It's an awesome name.
No, it's definitely... it's an awesome name.
We've also got a website of thebusfactor.party, which is amazingness. It's probably like crazy windy.
Do you have forums there?
Nah, there's no forums. It's just a...
I think you have to implement a better business plan going
on. Oh, we need like a logo. So it's just a GitHub Pages thing. Man, I wish we had, like, monolith headphones. So, Stephen actually has his headphones, but he doesn't have the adapter from the 3.5 to the 5.5, 5.25. And I do, but it's at the Airbnb, and, like, I just didn't bring it because I thought, oh, yeah, Stephen's got his. Which he normally has the adapter on the end because it, like, screws on, but he doesn't have it. And I'm like, oh, all right. So I've lugged around his headphones for no reason. Fuck, I hope they're, like, still in my bag.
So tell us about what's your passion and stuff?
My passion? You probably think I'm a nutcase that watches buses and drinks wine.
No, no.
If you've only just heard about us.
Yeah, well, just interested, right? I'm actually VIP today. It's really a pleasure to be here today, and I really want to take that time.
It was quite sunny before. It's getting hard. Oh, that cycle is like indicated right. Oh, that how's that intersection work? I don't know. So that cyclist came down. He indicated right, but he was on the left and like cut in front of the car behind that was turning there. I don't know. I'm a cyclist. So I notice these things. Oh, he's coming back. So my passion is. So I'm a security consultant that does pen testing, I guess you could say. My passion is buses.
Yeah.
And we got Stephen. Hello, hey. Stephen. How's up, your bladder?
Oh, so much better. Oh.
Does that mean I can, like, kick you in your bladder?
I prefer not. I don't like being kicked in the bladder. But if you did, I wouldn't piss myself. That's where we're at in terms of bladder kicking. Hang on. So, what is the time? I think we might be about done.
Yeah, potentially. Oh, yeah, I've got your phone.
You do.
Oh, something happened. We saw... Oh, yeah, there was a bus that went past.
Yeah.
The back number plate had been scratched out from the letters. So
like the actual number plate, that's illegal, right?
So you could see the letters, but all the numbers were like scratched out, it kind of seemed.
That's
so what is the
really
time?
Really weird. It's 6:41. I believe we're about done.
6:41? Shall I...
58 minutes, yes, it is 58 minutes. So I think that is about us done. Thank you for taking over. Sorry, what was your name? Kennedy. Thanks.
Oh, your foot was on TV there.
Oh, okay.
Live on the bus.
I know what shoes I wear. It should be okay.
Did we talk about everything? We did. Oh, we actually talked literally nothing about Christchurch.
Oh, Christchurch was really good. It was good talks. Kylie did a great talk, and the guy who I heckled did a good talk. What was his name? Peter. Peter someone.
Yeah, Peter, the American guy.
Yeah, Peter, the American one. I think he did a good talk, but... it wasn't very useful for me because I don't work in that industry. But
I was thinking about it. Like, I have worked in that industry, and I'm like, I would just love to work in that industry again to be like, this is what you guys need to do, but I don't, and I don't want to anymore.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, I wasn't a manager, and I don't want to be a manager. So, and he was essentially talking about manager stuff.
There were some other good talks, but we might talk about that next week maybe because we've only gone through day one.
Day one of, it goes tomorrow as well.
So day two, I hear there's a really shit talk on tomorrow.
I am talking tomorrow. I believe that's what
literally talking
to.
About shit.
Oh yeah. Don't spoil that. A bunch of people have been like, blah, blah, blah. I'm not talking about anything in particular.
You're spoiling it if you say anything.
I'm talking about food tomorrow. And people are like, what?
You've now spoiled your own talk.
No, I haven't.
You just linked my random comment.
¿Por qué no los dos? No hablo español. Okay, let's end it here. Thank you for listening to Bus Factor.
Adios, mi amigos.
Adios, mi amigos.
Mis amigos.
Sayonara, tomodachis. How do you fucking say goodbye in French?
You should know.
Bonjour, bonsoir is good evening. How do you say goodbye? I don't know.
Au revoir.
Au revoir, yeah. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
And here are our credits.
Goodbye, my girlfriend or boyfriend.